Josh has called me a tail, like, talking about, I need the money you owe me.
You haven't paid him back yet?
For the molars that he helped me get taken out.
The fuck?
Oh, no, no, no. He had to put down a certain amount of money because my credit, for some reason, wasn't good enough to get this big-ass fucking payment for these molars. It was expensive. That shit's expensive. Without dental insurance to get shit taken out?
Yeah, probably is, yeah.
So, like, we had to put down a fucking loan, basically, for that shit.
God damn, how much was it?
Horrible.
How much was it?
$4,000 or something.
I was just about to guess, like, four.
Damn! For molars?
Two molars.
What was the problem? Like, did you have, like, something going on?
Yeah, they were both decayed cavities that I let just sit there. I guess I didn't... Dude, that's what happens when you don't go to the dentist for 10 years and you eat candy the way I did.
What is the way you did? Were you like Lamar Odom?
I was, yes.
Oh, for real?
And I also was drinking soda all day.
Yeah, okay.
They said soda was a big thing.
Soda is bad.
Yeah, it gets the acidic shit off your fucking, or the acid off your teeth, or the enamel.
The feeling of it, I can tell it's just not good for your teeth. But probably what you said is the reason.
You know what? I'm going to get to the voodoo. I just need a swig of this cold grape, Zevia. Hey, shout out Grape Zevias.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Politically Incorrect, the safe space, socially unacceptable commentary. Me and Jeff are here for an emergency pod. It's an emergency fucking pod. Kobe statue. Bro, what are you doing? Have you not had that before?
Oh, we back.
Oh my, you just drank a soda like it was crack.
Oh, the Zevia grape? Don't get me started.
Here we go.
The grape.
Here we go.
Shout out Zevia grapes.
Starting a race.
It's probably the best I've ever had. Damn, dude, I look like a fucking sloth in the camera. This is why we can't go live.
I got two cameras now. We can definitely go live. Has split camera, got camera angles. Oh yeah, no, we can do all that.
I don't know if I'm prepared for that.
Oh no, it's going to be a lot of work. We're not. I'm not. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not. I'm going through hell trying to get these episodes done on the back. Just think, every episode, every hour that we record...
You got to hire a producer.
No, the thing is, nobody can produce them. Because they don't know what I'm fine with going out and what I'm not fine with going out. But me. So I would still need to be there. So I might as well just do it.
But yeah, my brother also called me just fucking, you know, had to fucking... He's like, yeah, I need the money by like Sunday because I got a dentist appointment. They can see me by Monday. He has an emergency like... He has a cavity. He said he had a pita. This is why I'm very, like, this is fine. These are crackers, but they're not like crazy.
No, we're starting to race hard. Goddamn, grape soda and crackers? You're just on both sides of the fence. Pick a team.
I love the world.
What are you saying?
World peace, dog.
Yeah, you're doing it all alone by yourself. Fucking crackers and grape soda. It's the name of the pod.
Actually, that would probably end up being a good... What are you doing?
Hey, what do you mean? I said shout out. Really?
I do.
Dive deeper into that.
He goes by Martin. He was born Michael. Michael Luther King works just fine. He can still lead a revolution as Michael Luther King.
Hey, you know what? Get over it, dog.
I'm not.
Michael Jordan's middle name is my first name, and he should have went with that as his first name. Jeffrey Michael Jordan.
Nah, that wouldn't have hit.
Jeffrey Michael Butler.
There was already a Jeff Jordan. Jeffrey Jordan. There was already a Jeffrey Jordan.
Who?
His dad. I'm pretty sure his dad name was Jeffrey, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he might have had a brother that was named Jeffrey, too.
I don't think so.
Or Junior. Maybe not.
He got an emergency cavity to the point where, like, I know what it's like. It's at the point where, like, you're pretty much, like, he depending on how it is in the morning... He might have to just walk into a dentist and be like, yo, I got an emergency.
They got me.
Yeah. Okay. It's at the point where, so he needs this money so we can catch up on the bill we owe them so that he can reschedule an appointment.
Yeah.
You got to be caught up on your balance.
Makes sense.
So, I just got all this other shit I'm trying to juggle and bat and pay and get caught up on and pay other stuff and look at deposits for like a fucking apartment. Look at apartments more. I actually downloaded an app.
What, apartments.com?
I forgot what it's called, actually.
Okay. Well, the reason why I call it an emergency pod is because Kobe's statue was unveiled today.
Yeah, and I can't lie. Until I heard what Vanessa said, I wasn't actually... I didn't care anymore. I was like, okay, I mean, if that's truly what he said he wanted.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I had that feeling, too.
I don't believe that at all.
That's kind of crazy.
I don't believe that at all.
I had the feeling, too.
But you're just going to let her get that off? Oh, he decided that. You're going to let her get that off?
She didn't just say that. She said tough shit.
Yeah. I'm not going to publicly disrespect Kobe's wife. I'm going to at least try not to publicly disrespect Kobe's
wife. Okay, I won't. I'll just give her credit. She's hot as shit. She can say what she wants.
What are you doing?
I mean, my God, she hot, dude.
She's a beautiful woman.
You think she already slept around?
I hope not. Like, what the fuck are you doing right now?
What if she got horny?
I'm sure she has felt that way.
And you don't think she's just hooked up real quick?
I don't want to think that. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Reality, boy.
It's a tough reality. I don't want to ask that question, but I mean, it's a conversation we could have. It's just different.
I mean, either way, the statue that they did get, at least it was like some fucking sick ass game, you know. And he was wearing number 8, and I personally actually don't mind number 8. I was like, okay.
Oh, I hate the fact that it's number 8.
But that's why they said there's 2 more coming.
2 more?
Yes.
So he's gonna have 3?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear that?
Multiple pages, multiple sources, multiple journalists that do NBA shit on Instagram.
If that is true?
That's why a lot of people, they were saying in these captions, or whoever, one guy wrote, he's like, please stop freaking out. This is the whole reason why there's 3 statues. This is the first of the 3.
I did not hear that there was going to be 3. Why 3? Why not 2? I mean, I love 3, but why
I don't
not
know,
2?
But like, and again, I'll look into it some more tomorrow, and I'm sure maybe it'll be discussed if that information goes out farther, that they'll talk about the 3 that are the other 2 that are coming. But that's what I saw too.
This is legitimately the first of me hearing of the fact that there could be 3. I heard that there might be a rumor of there being 2, but if they're talking about there being 3,
I think
I ain't mad no more.
I make it sense because, you know, they got to put 24, a 24 statue up.
Okay, so what 24 statue, like what pose would you want or prefer?
Oh, the one where he's like confetti.
After they won the championship against the Celtics, me and I were talking about that. That's a cool one for the set. Like,
and
that's
then make it somehow where you could, like, I don't know how they would do it, but with and show confetti in a, it's kind of, I mean,
I'm not mad at that.
That's the one I want.
It's just no, I'm not mad at that. This is one I want because that one, which I love that picture, like in the moment and everything, but like you can't see him. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
you can.
You don't see his face.
No, they can do a whole
statue. Yeah, I know they can do a whole, but that wasn't the moment. That's Kobe. That was a moment too.
But this is like, hey, look what.
All right, I'm not mad at that one. I like this one.
When people walk up, hey, this is what we represent: championships.
That could okay if that's the third one and that's fire. Like doing that face in the stadium, that's all heaven. That's all heaven. But I mean, in statues, you typically. But most people don't have multiple statues. But typically, you would like to like have a full, like you like to see their face. Listen, I mean, I know they'll put a face on it, but that wasn't, that's not the pose.
If they finally got that shit up. I think it was long overdue.
That's another thing. Why was it like that? Also, that's another thing that kind of pisses me off. Like,
it took forever.
Why did
LeBron's
he have to die?
LeBron's had a whole goddamn career.
Exactly. Why did he have to die to get a statue?
And you're right. How many more years after he already retired do we have to wait?
Exactly. Michael Jordan was playing in a stadium that already had a statue of him. He won 3 championships in a stadium that already had a statue of him.
It's the Buss family.
Racism. We got him.
Maybe.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, we potted.
Somebody today commented on the video of Jeannie Buss and Vanessa Bryant standing there doing the press conference, and some guy commented like, damn, low-key, Jeannie Buss can get it. I'm just like,
oh, that was me. That was me that commented that. No, Jeannie Buss is all heaven.
Oh, man, he's erupted a lot of women.
What? Michael Porter Jr.?
With his comments.
Oh, I wanted to talk about that. Did we not talk about that on the
I've seen several...
Did we not talk about
girl basketball player Instagram videos talking about this? They're pissed.
What do you think? What do you think?
They're pissed.
Let's not. But they're retarded. Why are they pissed? Because they're women. They can't explain why. Because he makes sense.
Hold on, I didn't.
What he said made sense.
I didn't also know Michael Porter Jr. said we should also lower the rim to 9 feet.
Okay. Although I agree with him, I understand why they would be mad at that.
They said,
but I agree with him.
They said there's already too many handicaps in the sport. This one girl said, she's like, we already shoot with the smaller ball. And she didn't say...
Okay, then use a bigger ball. That's not our fault. That, said, that's an option.
Well, no, she's saying the sport.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just what it is. And she was saying our three-point line's closer, also it's not as far. She was basically saying, like, no, please don't lower the rim.
You play 36 games.
They should just make it a small season. People would probably get more excited.
No, they play 36 games.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's already a small season. How do you expect to get paid like the mid when you play a third of the season?
It starts when the NBA playoffs start, right?
It starts in like... No, it starts in May. Yeah, it starts in May. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they go into like September or something like that. Like, I remember one time in college, the WNBA Finals was on.
Dog, the NBA season is so long.
Is it?
Think about it.
I don't think it's that long. I think it's perfect.
No, no, no. Hold on. Preseason really starts in September.
Well, that's when camp starts. It's also in October, preseason game.
So think about that. They go to camp in September. They in preseason October, and then the NBA starts at the end of October. They go all the way through November, December, January, March, April to May.
Why you say February? What are you doing? Oh, we got him. I said February. You know you did it. We got him. It's recorded. Oh, we got him.
Maybe that's
just why you scared February. Oh,
we're in February.
We fucking got him. No, but yeah, okay.
Because we're in February, man. What are you
October,
talking
November,
about?
December. It's only a couple of weeks in October, whatever. October, November, December.
It's really January, actually February, only March, the last week April. Of November, October. I think
and it's only 2 weeks of April. So
sometimes
really,
I think it's only the last 3 days of October. Remember?
Sometimes it is, yeah. It's 28, 29. Yeah, yeah. They recently have like pushed it up. But that's also to give them more time in between games. It's Michael Porter Jr., I think he was podding. And what makes it worse is Ryan Clark. If you saw the clip, if you watched the whole thing, I didn't watch the podcast, the entire thing. But in the clip that I saw, at the end of it, Ryan Clark's just like, I think they're really talking about they want to get an equal share of the revenue like the men get. Like, he was trying to find a way to, like, pander about it. But the WNBA has been non-profitable since its existence.
Yeah,
so if they were
not,
doing the revenue, they would actually owe money to play.
They don't understand, though. If this is simple, WNBA is just like any other business, man. Y'all either are selling the product y'all have and you make money, just like any business. If they're selling coffee and they're not selling coffee,
we about to pod.
It's that simple.
Okay. They're not. You're right, because they haven't been profitable in the 30 years of their existence. So what can the WNBA do to be more marketable? First off, what do you think?
I don't think anything.
No, let's talk about it for real.
I really don't think there's anything they could do unless they
I think there is. I don't think they have to be naked. I would love that, but they don't have to be naked.
That's the only time I'm watching.
What if...
Hold on. I haven't watched a WNBA game, I don't think, ever in my life.
Same.
But so what are we doing here?
But
what? They're naked? I mean, what are we doing, dog? Either they're naked or that's it. We've already got to the nitty-gritty of it.
I mean, okay. Yes. But, obviously, you can't have naked women playing basketball on ESPN.
That's right. That's why they need to move to HBO. And they go pay-per-view style.
What the fuck?
Millions of men would pay, and they'd be rich like OnlyFans. Wow, I just made WNBA players rich again.
You also sexualized them.
I don't care.
I mean, same, but like, let's try to like make a business model
what
that
we
you
doing?
Don't have to. I want to sexualize them too, but like, you just
want
to be.
Y'all want money or y'all not want money?
You just
want
to be all out with it. I also want to sexualize them. I just want it to be a little bit more liberal.
Wait, I caved.
On what?
I fell for this Instagram girl and I subscribed to her OnlyFans.
We got them.
$3 for the first 7 days. $24 to renew it after 3 days.
So don't renew.
I didn't. I canceled it immediately after I saw what I saw. I went, well, she got me. Just like every other ones I've subscribed to. They're all the same.
It's an evil world.
They're not doing anything. They're not even naked, some of them. It's crazy.
I would think if you're going to subscribe to OnlyFans, you should only do like actually like legitimate porn stars, not random girls that you see on Instagram.
Well, this girl has like 1 million followers.
Really?
Yeah, and she's twerking all the time. It was like,
well, she might have bought them.
Huh?
She might have. I thought about, I told you this. I thought about buying followers, and actually I still might. I'm just too lazy to do it. I should do it. But
French Montana likes her video.
You could pay for that too. But it could also be authentic. I mean, she's a woman, and if she's attractive, yeah, it's possible. Very much so.
It was like the same as her Instagram, but like she would make her videos like a minute longer. And you would see like a little.
So you're telling me you paid money to see $3. Her an extended, I don't give a fuck, an extended video of what she would already be doing on Instagram?
That's pretty much what I did, yeah. I didn't know that though.
No, I mean, yeah, you don't know it at the time. They got you.
Yeah, they got my $3 this morning.
No, I'm not. Yeah, $3, I'm just saying.
She didn't get my subscription though, for sure.
All she wanted was $3. Just think about it. If you can get 100 people to give you $3, there's 100 horny niggas in a radio. Like, she could have 1,000 horny niggas.
Oh, they're
if 10% of them do it, that's $300 a day.
Not only that, then you got the desperate guys that are in her DM saying, I'll send you $30, please.
Just like, exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? They're making so... They're rich. This is
just
why
off of
girls,
existing.
This
just off of existing.
I mean, hey, some of them, you know, they can't just be eating whatever. They'll get fat.
True, but
so they do got to stay in shape.
A fat girl will still have a market if she wanted to do that.
They do.
Like a woman has a market if a woman will always be able to do that.
It's called BBW, dog.
Okay.
It's a category.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I avoid that. Wait, is that your bag?
Definitely not my bag.
Okay,
I've actually clicked it to think maybe it could be my bag, and it wasn't.
I mean, there are sometimes I see it in the category. I'm just like, I know her. She's not BBW.
Yeah,
she's not BBW. What are you doing?
Oh, that's very funny bringing that up. They lately, have been calling some women BBW. And go,
no, she's not.
No, not at all.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah,
I don't like BBWs.
No, it's literally not even close to what I think a BBW is.
This is not a porn podcast.
It could be.
All right, welcome back to the Porn Podcast. It's me, Jeff. We're here.
Hey, we're going to the top.
Next week, we got Father Myers in the building. You know, what's up?
I might not show up.
I mean, we might have... I mean, it's going to cost money, but we could get her. I mean, she has a booking. She'll actually be surprised. Like, wait, you booked me to not fuck me? I was like, whoa. I mean, we could still, maybe, if you want, do that.
He didn't. I did.
Okay, we got him. Okay. But, I mean, they have booking, and I think they would love to get booked for a podcast.
Hey, let me hit that one.
It's the same one. Did you think I finished that?
I just don't understand the Pacific Cooler flavor.
It's the groat. It's the groat. It's the groat. I literally had a dream last night, two nights ago. It's not going to make sense. I'm in the locker room after the Warriors just won the championship, and Steph pulls out a fucking Pacific Cooler. I'm just like, go. Pacific Cooler.
Wait a minute. Steph Curry hitting a vape?
Hitting Pacific Cooler.
He was really hitting one?
No, it was a dream. I was dreaming.
I was
asleep.
I was like, yo.
No,
No, he's the GOAT. He's dropping threes like that and vaping at the same time?
11 threes tonight, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
He started the game 7-7.
I told you, he was the only one I think could ever hit 81. It's him.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of people still can. A lot of people are capable of making 18 threes in a night. And 18 threes is fucking, 54 points?
Giving your boy credit, you just going on like everyone could do it.
I'm trying
to put him in his own lane.
I appreciate that. I'm just saying.
That's what I was doing.
But unfortunately, like, Kevin Durant might have had 10 threes tonight. He fucking broke this guy's ankles.
That's a true crossover to me. That's a crossover.
Okay, Manu Bol, my dog!
He could do that a lot. If he
Kevin Durant, 31, 8, and 7. Even Bradley Beal had 30. Fuck that team. So okay, no, but
hopefully Ball actually gets somewhere on a team, like goes far, because like, he could actually be really good for a team.
Today was in a trade deadline. Lakers didn't make any moves, but they're arguably in the market to get Spencer Dinwiddie. You think the Lakers need another guard?
I don't feel like Dinwiddie's going to. I think he'll just become a role player.
Oh, no, Dinwiddie's nice. To be nice.
That's my point, dog.
D'Angelo's not allowed to be nice, so what do you think he's going to do?
Damn, Arby's looking good.
The fuck are you doing?
You don't like Arby's?
I'm black.
Roast beef?
What are you doing?
Fried chicken?
Okay, we got him.
What are you talking about?
I've had Arby's once in my life, and I got sick, so it's been trash to me. And I was like...
They got some good curly fries. They're on the... Whatever they do with their curly fries...
Are their curly fries any different than Jack in the Box?
No, those... Yeah, they have the same. They're like... They put the black pepper. They're kind of like spicy.
Why heavy black? What are you doing?
I love me some black pepper on...
Why you say it like that? What are you doing, dog?
raw cooked boiled
eggs. Why gotta be raw? Black people don't use condoms? What are you doing?
They don't.
Yeah, right.
We don't either, though, apparently. We got some dumb
white people out here.
You ever go to a football game?
Is it dumb?
You see all these dumbass white people?
I mean, yeah, Buffalo Bills just jumping through tables when it's like 12 degrees and shit.
Dumb as fuck. I don't have that white people DNA.
Jeff, you tried to dunk by jumping on a chair.
Right.
Thinking the chair wasn't going to move.
I had the DNA as a kid. It left.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think you still got it in.
No,
lie. Jeff.
No, I'm so.
You got an 850 credit score in you, dog.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I see it in you.
I can get an apartment.
I'm being racist.
I can get an apartment right now.
Do you know your credit? You ain't got to say it, but do you know your credit score?
It's horrible.
Okay. You said you got a car. We're not talking about it. I can take it off.
It's pretty trash.
I mean, you just started. Anyway.
I know, man, but like, I don't have time. I don't have 2 months to build credit up that
bad.
I got 2 months. Yeah, maybe a month and a half. I have to literally, like, I'm not even kidding, like, probably next week I need to take, like, an afternoon.
No, absolutely. Like, February.
Probably from, like, 2 to 6. Mm-hmm. Just one
look over at the Dalton and the, what's
and
it called?
Just go to, like, multiple leasing offices, sit down and be like, this is my position. What do you have? How much would it cost? Do you have studios? Whatever. That's what I have to do next week on one day. I have to take, like, 5 hours in the afternoon to skip Instacart for the day. But I need to make, what's tomorrow, Friday? I need to make like.
Bro, Super Bowl's going big as a what?
People should be
making orders, right? Parties?
Oh, dude, honestly, I need to make, I'm trying to pull in starting tomorrow. Fantasy's fun. Dude, I need to like starting tomorrow till Sunday night, I'm trying to pull in like $700.
It's a night?
No, from the next 3 days together. Okay. 700. It's very doable if I'm up at like 8, 9 in the morning tomorrow and I really do that for the next 3 days. Dude, I'm in this mode right now where like it doesn't faze me. I'm just like, all right, getting off at 10:30, fuck it. And like I don't even hesitate. As soon as Costco closes, dude, I go straight to the HEB, take the first order I get that's decent, and I go. And then I just work till fucking 10:30. So I'm just doing. I'm not even thinking. I'm just hustling.
I'm on 0-30.
Oh, dude, I'm walking.
You're going 0-30.
I'm walking so much, dude. I don't even know, dude. I must be walking a certain amount of miles, cause, dude. I mean, I'm power walking through Costco. I'm walking everywhere. I mean, I feel it in my legs, in my feet right now.
I just kind of want to observe this one day. I just want to just go to Costco one day.
You could.
Actually, I can.
You could.
I can. I'm not gonna tell you, but.
No, you could even just. Shot with me. Hey, you should try to sign up with Instacart again. See if they let you sign up.
Oh, they would. I'm clean though.
Oh, sign up.
I'd rather do DoorDash if I was going to do anything.
No. Mike, we have referrals going on right now.
Oh, shit.
All you got to do is do 30 batches in 30 days.
That's a lot of shit.
It's not. 30 batches in 30
days. That's 30 orders.
Hold on. Listen to me, dog. 30 batches in 30 days is only one batch a day. So you take one order for one day every day. You could just do one Costco order once a day. Make 50 bucks, 40, 50 bucks, 30, 50 bucks. One order. And I get $400. Don't you want to help me out and give me $400?
I do. And I am moving things around so I could actually.
And you have a decent car where you could do Instacart.
Yeah, and I could.
And I'm telling you right now, dude, once you like do Instacart, you'll be like, oh, this is actually a part-time gig I could do. DoorDash, you won't ever go back.
What are the odds of me getting $40?
For Costco?
Let's say 30.
You start out as a 5-star.
Okay, well, let me finish. What are the odds of me getting $40 between if I only worked between 8:30 and 11 in the morning?
Oh, I think your odds, if you let me show you how to do it, I think your odds are you'll make 50-60, because I'll probably hold the phone for you and look for an order for you, and I'll be like, just got you a 50, go do it.
8:30 might be pushing it. Let's say 9, but you still the same. Like I'm only like thinking if you're doing like you said one order.
Yeah, no, I can get you a 40 or 50, one order, not even two orders, one.
That's all I would do
in the morning.
That's all I would do.
Yeah, and it would just sit in your account. You can cash it out that day. $50, weed.
T TACA.
Yeah, dude.
I got me two pre-rolls. I'm on one right now. I feel great. Like, Jeff, I promise.
The second you do it, you won't go back.
I understand you're not doing it.
I'm on the real weed.
No, fire. But if you ever were to do TACA, you would never go back.
Dude, the guy at the smoke shop, he showed me the TACA. He showed me the real weed. He showed me the pre-rolls. What smoke shop? The one I put you on, Real Peace. He showed me all the TACA.
Why? What do you...
Long time ago, like last year when I was getting those things.
But neither one of us were doing it then.
No, but he showed me how convenient it is.
But you didn't just do it.
Because I literally told him, I was just like, I'm good, man. Because I literally have a plug where I can get real weed. I just don't understand why.
So do I.
I know, but why don't you want to smoke real weed? What's the problem? What is the difference? Are you saving money? Is that why you're doing it? Because that's what I'm saying. I don't really see the... I don't understand.
Altogether, actually, I probably am now. I probably am.
Because at the end of the day, Josh can say what he wants. I don't know for sure where, like, this is coming from and how they're altering it and like...
I might be saving money. But, you know, I'm listening.
I just trust the real weed. That's also what it is. I also want to smoke real weed. I don't really see why I'd have to change over. I'm getting baked off of grass.
Dude. I might try to get some for the Super Bowl. Some real, just to see, since I've been doing just TACA for the past
month. Can't smoke TACA that day, though.
You tell me.
You got to smoke the real weed.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to get some weed and just smoke that and see how different. I honestly,
I just don't understand, dude. You got to understand, though. I've been smoking real weed since like 18. I don't see it.
The first time I smoked was with you when I was 18 too.
I know, but I'm saying like I just don't see the reason. Why would I? If Josh is saying it's just the plant that is not fully grown yet and they're taking it out of harvest when it's not time and that's what they're doing.
That's literally what it is.
Then I don't see why also. What? But no.
It's illegal because people are retarded. No, they think that's different.
He did say there is properties in the TACA that is because it's not fully grown that you're not going to get that you would get out of smoking real weed because it's fully harvested.
Yes, I think of it like bananas.
So
you got green bananas, yellow bananas, and brown bananas. Obviously, we don't want brown bananas. You want yellow bananas. The green bananas taste just as good to me.
No.
Well, I'm using an analogy. I've never had green bananas.
Oh, you can't have them. You literally, Mike, have you ever tried to have a green banana?
No, I haven't. I just assume it's a banana.
No. It's like eating a rock.
Okay, well, maybe it's different. I'll get some real weed soon. I'll see if I know the difference. You have to literally bite into it
like an apple. And you chew it. When you chew it, it tastes like, it's like cantaloupe. You're like.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God. It's not. That's why people want bananas when they're like sort of green, but really more yellow, because that means you can literally bite into it and they're how you're supposed. Yeah, dude, you can't just eat a green banana. It's like a rock. It tastes like a cantaloupe. It's like pineapple.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's why I said bad analogy.
It might be, but I never had it, so to me, it's still a good one.
Oh, trust me, I've grabbed a banana thinking it was gonna be good. It was too green. I bit into it. I was like, oh, it tastes fucking disgusting. But like, no, man, I don't see a reason. I just like the real weed. That's also my thing. Like, I want to, everything is so like, even now weed has become like that in some way with the TACA where I'm like, no, I'm good, man. Like, I have weed. But now I got people that are smoking THCA saying, Jeff, dog, I promise
you. I know, look, I understand you not switching, but if you ever do, you'll never go back.
But Josh did say the other night when he was on THCA, he did say that, like, are we still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
How you know?
Because all I did was open a different tab, and it's still recording.
Are you recording on those mics?
It's on recording on these, but it's still recording on here, too. All I did was move a tab. It's still open. But yeah, no, don't worry about it. All right, keep going. You're talking about TCA, Josh.
Josh did say there's this like peak that he can't get past, and eventually he doesn't feel like he's getting high, and it doesn't last as long.
Well, I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm telling you, man, go get some.
This is how much I am.
If he has some.
But Jeff, I smoked what I had left, like probably like a third of a joint that I got, a pre-roll that I got. like before we started the pod, like probably 30 minutes before you got here. Actually, honestly, probably 40 because I was on the phone with Alan. Jeff, I still feel it. It's been at over an hour for sure. And I had a, what, like this. I understand you not doing it because I promise you, the second you do, you'll be like, okay, well, if blank has it or if blank has it, I'll get it. But if not, there's so many shops. I'll just go get me a pre-roll for $7.99. And it'll last me, the way you're smoking, it'll last you 2-3 days.
Mike.
$7.99 for 2-3 days. And you're going to feel the exact same shit. Excuse me for wanting my friends to not, like, be illegal criminals.
No, I don't ever look at it. Forgive like that. Me. I'm too deep in it. I've been going too long. It's to me, I'm not really doing anything illegal.
Well,
I'm not.
You're white.
It's some dude.
You're
it's,
white.
No, but even that, you could even say, like, yeah, some fucking...
As Bart Molly plays.
Some fucking white
dude. That's crazy. We're in a simulation, dog. As Bob Marley plays, we talking about this shit.
Some fucking white dude decided, like, all the laws that are even made up today that don't make sense is made up by just, to me, it all, I always look at it like
white dudes.
It's not just that, like, wow, some fucking person, just another person. That's why people get mad about the government. They're like, you got this fucking just. You got these people that go home. They go to sleep like us, but yet they can all come together and say, "Yo, y'all can't do this." And we're like, "What?"
Yeah,
it's crazy. That, by the way,
it's democracy allegedly.
But that was, by the way, Kanye's whole point when he was ranting about the racism thing on TMZ. Remember when he's
way back
when
like
he was
2016,
when he was
2015?
In the TMZ office?
Okay, yeah, I remember, yeah.
That was his whole point.
That's when I just started kind of liking Kanye.
His whole point was saying mentally they were slave, like we were fucked up in the head.
Oh, New Slaves is fire.
But
going back now. I hated it when it came out.
But he was saying like if everyone just mentally got out of that prison they were in,
yeah,
they could have all came together and just overthrew this shit.
It's like a horse with blinders on.
That's his horse. That
horses have
but
blinders.
For some reason, people couldn't.
Shout out Mr. Broadway.
So, like, yeah, some of the things he said, maybe he didn't word it correctly, so it came off a little wrong. But if you were even a little bit intelligent, you would see what the fuck he meant, and you won't even need to address that. It's like, you don't need to. You know what he meant. You know what he meant, and now you're trying to, like, you're being emotional about it. And now you're like the one guy who worked for TMZ, and now because you're getting caught up being emotional about the certain things he said, yeah, you're now going off trying to. It's like, come on, dude.
But unfortunately,
you're too smart for that. But you know, it is
unfortunately,
what it is.
It's the people that are quote unquote educated that are the ones that are saying, "Oh, you're too smart for that." So because the quote unquote educated person is saying it, it's making it seem like
worse.
They make exactly
right. Yeah.
That's the problem because the educated agree with what they're saying.
So it painted Kanye as this dude who's like retarded, doesn't know what he's talking about, he's crazy, needs help. I'm like, oh my god, dude. That dude just goes against the status quo and people don't like it. That's what it is. Just like Elon Musk, same thing.
Oh, he going crazy the past. You're not on Twitter, but you've seen on Instagram, I guess. But he's been going crazy on Twitter.
He's been not.
I haven't been like on Twitter enough to notice that, but like I've been seeing on Instagram.
He truly doesn't give a fuck. Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, he's real.
Doesn't either, I guess.
If we weren't potting right now, I'd be watching that interview.
Tucker Carlson has the most balls
I've ever seen.
He interviewed
fucking Vladimir Putin.
No, in Russia.
Well, obviously, he's not coming to the United. That would if Putin landed. Oh, that he'd a fucking go. He'd a if he landed in the U.S. Oh, I'm just meeting with Tucker Carlson. Give me vodka. Me with Tucker.
Dog, Tucker Carlson has.
I mean, just imagine him just landing
but
in fucking Minnesota.
He's in trouble with like the European government.
He's apparently on the kill list.
That's insane. Get him back.
What's
to
insane
America.
Is the fact that there is a kill list.
Oh, get him
what's
up.
Also insane is you think that he'd be safe if he made it back here.
That's
yeah. Jeff, we love Europe. We love England. If England says something, we probably agree with it, even though we fought for our independence type shit.
He's, yeah, I don't know what he was, like, he definitely, yeah, put himself in, well, he's got lots of money. I'm sure he already walks around with security.
He's, ooh, Putin or no. Carlson?
Carlson probably now.
Oh no, he definitely has security. But
now he has security.
But the problem is his security better than the United States?
That's what I was saying.
Probably
I
not.
I don't think Tucker Carlson realizes, like, dude, the U.S. finds out. They don't.
You mean if they find out? They already know.
Someone said the theory, like, oh, is he a spy? Is this why he said all the things he said? Could you imagine this whole time Tucker Carlson was a spy?
Well, I would actually be kind of upset.
That's reaching, but still. I don't think he is.
I love to reach. Let's reach on this podcast. This is a safe space for reaching.
You reach, I teach.
Facts. That's what we do here. We reach and teach. The Reach and Teach podcast. We just find a name? No? Okay, that's fine. But I think Tucker Carlson could fuck around and still be the vice president, so... And actually, holy fuck, now we potted. If he is, like, on the kill list and America's mad at him for doing this interview and everything, he's the perfect fucking candidate for Trump as a vice president. I really don't know much about Tucker Carlson. I didn't watch Fox News like that. Like, I've recently become a conservative.
I watched a lot of the clips. He was just good at, like, giving a rant about something. He would just go off. And even, like, the person that, like, wasn't into politics and couldn't understand certain things, the way he would talk and talk about a subject, he would make you suddenly, like, interested in a subject about politics or something that's happening that you weren't even really aware of or even interested in.
It's like Tim Pool.
But the way he talks about it, you're like...
Tim Pool's fire.
Oh, man, what is this about?
Tim Pool's fire. Do you know Tim Cash?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Bro, you should just watch the clips. Like, you'll be aware of everything. And, like, he's very neutral. So, like, I'm except for on the Jews.
I don't know if I'm not neutral on the Jews. As you are. You're on the Alex Jones spectrum, dog, where you're going a little crazy.
Well, that's just what happened. It's only crazy because you're aware.
No. Like, Mike.
Like, do you understand how, Mike, like, we're literally in World War III right now.
You're on Space is Fake and Lizards.
Space is Fake and Lizards. Reptilians do run the world.
See...
What's it?
You're on...
Jeff, it's literally on Disney Plus. Did you not see Agent fucking...
Hey, we got him.
What's it? Yeah, exactly. Agent. That got me. What's the dude's name? The black dude, Nick Fury? What's his name? Nick Fury? Well, what? Captain Fury? Whatever his
Disney... I don't know. Make sense, Mike.
Whatever his Disney Plus show was with the fucking... I forgot what it was called. It came out last year.
I just can't.
With the fucking, you know what I mean? You know, right. They had the people.
Right, he and don't they know were what he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, we got him. We got
he
him.
Don't know what he's talking we about.
I don't know what it was called because it was
like
so long
Space
ago.
Is Fake. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Space is fake.
Okay, Mike, go up to space. We'll see if you live.
I won't because it's not real.
It's real.
It's not.
It's real.
It's an ocean.
It's definitely
it's an ocean.
Where's the water?
Up there.
Just sitting up there.
Up there.
So you mean everything in space is water?
Yeah, we're underwater. Dead ass.
This dude is lost.
Jeff, we're in a dome.
Whoa.
There's a dome that covers us.
Too much sci-fi for you, my friend.
Not enough.
No, too much.
I actually got a book that's all sci-fi and literally about what I'm talking about right now.
Star Trek's not real?
It's not Star Trek. Well.
Star Wars?
They could be. There's a lot of galaxies. I mean, I'm not, like, maybe not literally true, but
Guardians
I mean,
Guardians of the Galaxy, true. Not true.
I never seen them, but, I mean.
How have you not seen it? The first one's great.
I never, like, no, I didn't think they were ever going to, I never saw the first one, I never saw any of them.
No, I'm telling you, watch the first one, it's a great, because it's the original, it's the best one. Chris Pratt does great, it's great. I didn't get into the second or third.
Watch whatever the Nick Fury shit was on Disney Plus, and you understand what I'm saying. Reptilians on the road. But anyway, okay, Alex Jones is right on a lot of shit. There's a reason why he's Alex Jones. Whatever. You should watch Tim Pool. You should watch Tim Pool. I would be like, if you, bro.
Someone said when I wake up from, this is how I am from 9 a.m. to 10:30 at night.
If you understood what the fuck was going on, bro, you would definitely like feel like that. All the time.
It is crazy when you see
and the educators think that they know what's going
on. He's straight up just like fucking, he lost it right there. He just had a whole episode with himself.
Bro, yes.
Oh, man. Shout out Alex Jones, man.
Well, yes. And let's go ahead and potentially end with this. Let's talk about gambling.
Gambling?
Yes.
Yeah, should I gamble in the Super Bowl?
Well, we can get to that.
I mean, just give me your picks. I just want to make money.
I haven't thought about it literally at all.
What are you talking about? You're a Chiefs fan. You're going for the Chiefs.
Yeah, no, I'm going for the Chiefs, but I haven't thought about it for real at all. So
you
got some
parlays you want to throw in there?
I will. Yeah, eventually I'll have mad parlays. I'm probably going to drop a couple of $100 on Friday and Sunday. Okay,
well, tell me your parlays and we'll do the same parlays.
I don't know about that.
Why?
Because, I mean, okay, fine, I'll tell you, but I mean, they might not all hit, or they might not hit.
I'll throw 100 in each of your 100 parlays. We'll do it together, and then we cash out at the end.
All right, we'll talk about it.
And if you make 20 grand, I definitely get 19. You get 1,000.
It's not how math works. What the fuck are you doing?
Math works however you want it to work, Mike. It's fake.
Oh, shit. Now we got him. We got him.
I mean, that's your world.
No. No. Now you're just being crazy. Numbers matter.
You know what, dog?
What are you doing?
Hey, you got any snacks?
I don't.
Man, where is the fucking the bacon? Where's the fruit snacks? The Pop-Tarts? You should be on deck, dog.
I'm glad you brought this up. We can talk about it. You want to know where it's at, Jeff?
Where?
So, I got an Amazon credit card. That's when I was getting all that shit. It was coming through Amazon. Well,
they were talking. Oh, they were having Wicked Cuts bacon on
Rogan. Yeah.
He was like, Jamie, you got any more Wicked Cuts? I was like, oh, shout out Wicked Cuts, man. Made it to Rogan.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what happened.
What a shout out they just got right there.
You can blame Alan for this.
They were having the sriracha, I think.
I think that's trash, but.
Oh, they were like, my mouth is burning.
Remember, I saved it for it. I was like, you can always
have it. Oh, it's so good. But
when I get the variety pack, you can always have the sriracha.
I just eat it too fast because I think it's too good.
But Alan's the reason why I haven't been getting them. Because when I got that Amazon credit card, I was trying to be a good big brother, and I was like,
he ordered a bunch of shit.
More or less, yes. I was like, hey, you know what? My credit's already pretty good. I'm all right. I got this credit card with this limit. Alan doesn't have any credit cards. Let me make him an authorized user on my account. So what that means is, he gets a card with his name on it and everything, but it's linked to my account.
He went crazy.
This motherfucker here! Oh my god! Jeff!
He was like a,
he's going crazy!
It was like a
flip. He's going crazy! Jeff, I'm getting texts like every couple of weeks, oh, your credit score's gone down. What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck? Your credit score's gone down. I'm like, yo, dog, yo, this was not the plan. This was not what was supposed to happen. What are you doing? Oh, my fault, dog. I got you. Hey, I'm going to pay it back. Nigga! I get the account of everything. I'm looking at the account. I'm like, oh, you went to Chicken Express. Oh, you went to Buffalo Wild Wings. Oh, you went to Buffalo Wild Wings again. Oh, you went back to Buffalo Wild Wings. What would you be eating if you didn't have my money? But, you know, I digress.
Yeah, he was like a little kid at the candy store.
He still is. Jeff, I don't even use that card anymore. The only reason I got that card was to use it for Amazon purchases. So Alan is the reason why. I could still use other money. That's hell. But that's crazy. I wanted to use the Amazon card, but Alan is going nuts. So I want Alan, hey, listen to this and apply for your own fucking card, dog. You're killing me right now.
Stephen A. and Shannon Sharpe reflected on the Kobe statue today.
I bet they did.
And I had to watch Shannon Sharpe try his hardest to give a fuck.
He was allegedly a Kobe fan too. I mean, you can turn the sound on. We're still recording a podcast.
Shit, man.
Hell.
Just knocked him out.
I mean, how do you feel about the Lakers potentially losing the game that they unveiled Kobe's statue? This seems to be on brand for LeBron's Lakers and Kobe's significant moments post-death.
Well, it is 3 minutes left in the third. They only down 10, so.
This is the reigning champs.
It's fine.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
They played them in the Western Conference Finals. They didn't win a game.
Right, and that's.
They played them also earlier
this
season.
It's so crazy. This dude today does Instacart. His rating sucks. I'm trying to give him tips on Instacart and why he's not seeing orders. And he's a Laker fan.
Okay.
He brought up. He agreed though that he doesn't think the bubble chip or the one chip, even if it wasn't a bubble chip.
Oh, we can go there too.
He really does think like one chip, even if it was a regular chip. He's like, to him, it's still like it's. He's just a Laker fan. He's like, I thought...
He's a real Laker, if you're saying what I think you're about to say.
He thought, yeah, one chip is not enough in the tenure that LeBron's been there. And he also agreed that he didn't want D'Lo to be traded. And he...
It's my dog. Whoever this is, you my dog. Listen to the pod. You my dog.
Well, he did bring up, though, how they went to the Western Conference. And I did say, well, I mean, they got swept, though, man. I was like... And it's amazing how many comments I've got. I've posted on a lot of different pages that, I make comments. And, like, it always gets a big argument started. Mm-hmm. I really do be sparking some huge debates. It'll be, like, 50 comments deep, and people are arguing with each other now. And I go, look what I started.
That's amazing. I love it.
And he did say how, like, yeah, again, the one chip wasn't enough. But
the Lakers don't win one-off.
But so many people in the comments were bringing up the Western Conference Finals.
Those are LeBron fans.
Yeah, and I just like, to me, I'm like,
you Kobe can't, went to a lot of Western Conference Finals too. Don't talk about them.
Because
it's the Western Conference Finals, not the championship.
I get, yeah, that's my thing. I'm like, why do y'all give so much like? That's like, this is not participation. What are we doing?
Participation is the reason why LeBron James is in the GOAT conversation.
What? Get up, Jokic. Hold on. Let's see this. Jokic complaining. You got stripped. Okay. He tripped over you.
I mean, Jeff, he's a reigning champ.
Hold on.
And he's white.
Look. You got stripped.
Jeff, that's a naysayer on top of him.
Watch Jokic.
Jeff, I saw the play when it happened live.
This is basketball.
That is a naysayer.
No, this is basketball play right here only.
Look, Darvin Ham helping him up. No, you good.
Exactly. I think he was doing that to like say like, hey, get the fuck up, dude. We're not doing this shit.
What the fuck? Yeah, but the Lakers cheat like that all the time.
It doesn't matter.
It absolutely does.
I'm being an NBA commentator right now.
Commentate. Let's do it. That's kind of part of this podcast.
That
game's always
play,
on. We're doing it. Let's
that
go.
Play, Jokic was being a bitch.
Yeah.
You got stripped.
But we were war bitches today, going back to participation.
You got stripped. I'm talking about this play again.
It comes full circle, but go
Jokic
on.
Jokic got stripped right here. Watch. Ready? Reached in, didn't get it. Really, Jokic slipped. And then he got stripped, and then once a foul call.
Yeah, I saw it live. I saw exactly what happened.
Yeah, he.
I knew this live.
He also looks like a stupid idiot falling like that, so he's embarrassed. So now he's trying to get the fucking foul. Look, yes. Look, here goes. Pat.
And now he's gay. Hold over on. Here smacking his ass. Hold what on. Is he doing?
Hold on, yo.
Hey, AD, you got some nice cheeks. What are you
acting.
Doing?
Watch. Are you all right? All right?
Hey, yeah,
you
let me right? get a feel. Wait, let on. Me get a hold feel. On. What are you doing?
Hey, where's the foul? Hey, good acting by Jokic right there.
Jokic
dog.
Just like, I'm white. What are you doing? Tucker Carlson, what is he doing?
He's such an actor, man. Oh, I don't know what happened.
That's the NBA. Give me some vodka.
Now I'm on the bench.
Give me some vodka. Jokic is mid-game. Give me some vodka. See, niggas be cheating. Reggie Miller. Steph would never.
Yeah, stuck his leg out.
Yeah, but that wouldn't
look even the coach. Like, he stuck his leg out, dog.
Ain't that Doc Rivers?
It looked like it. No, it looked like the dude from 76ers.
Oh, why it looked like it? Oh, what are we doing?
You know the 76ers like coach that was with AI? What was his name?
Larry Brown?
No, the other one. Black dude. He was a black dude. It was
definitely.
But he had Larry like the Brown. He had the hair. It was like in AI's.
Oh, Maurice age. Cheeks.
Yes.
Mo Cheeks. He actually went to West Texas A&M.
Yeah, yeah. I was watching the other morning when I was getting up. I just threw on YouTube and it was like AI's top moments. Mm-hmm. In the NBA. So it was a classic game. So I just threw that on. I was like, this is great. In the mornings, I also throw in like top 30 moments of the NBA season this year. It's like buzzer beaters and shit. It's great. I just have that going on in the background. I'm getting ready for work.
It's not, I mean, go off. But back to gambling. So I'm sure you've heard, it was a while ago, but I'm sure you probably heard.
Okay. Gamble all you want.
Can I talk?
Yeah, you can.
So back to gambling, we have
what?
Gambling is quote unquote illegal for athletes. Well, not illegal, but like sports leagues. Like if you're a professional athlete, you're not allowed to gamble.
As it should.
Sure, I would say no. I would say look.
No, I don't. I don't really care if my opinion.
No, I think if you're a professional athlete, you should only be allowed to bet on... No, you can bet on your sport, and you can even bet on your team, but you cannot bet on your team to lose. if you're going to bet on your team, you have to bet on your team to win. And I would correct. Think that as a player on that team, you want to win. So why shouldn't you be able to do that? But it is technically or whatever, there's stipulations and rules in place for current professional athletes to not be able to participate in gambling. All right, cool. So if that's the case, why did LeBron James just sign a deal with DraftKings last week and that's perfectly fine? What can a professional athlete be doing with a gambling site like DraftKings and it be okay? That's a fact, right? I just told you. He signed with DraftKings.
No, I think, yeah, I saw that. I think that's fine as long as he's just doing it like just a sponsor. Like he's going to get some mad ad money, dude.
The Kelseys aren't allowed to be in the room when they talk about Prize Picks on their podcast. How can LeBron James sign a deal with DraftKings?
Because I think LeBron James has become like an asset now. Like he's bigger than just a player. And I think
you remember last pod when you said I was caping for LeBron? Keep going.
What?
Nothing.
I think LeBron is bigger than the Kelseys.
Absolutely.
In my opinion, Mike, not any conspiracy thing, I really do think it's just a straight up thing, just like if Chris Paul when he does State Farm commercials. I think
State Farm is legal, like for an athlete.
I don't think he's doing anything illegal.
Calvin Ridley was suspended for a season because he gambled.
Listen,
Kayshawn Boutte was arrested.
He's doing anything illegal.
He's literally signed to a gambling site.
Right, but I think
it's, guys were arrested for gambling.
I don't think he's.
Professional athletes at that.
It's 2024 now, Mike.
He was arrested last month.
I don't think LeBron. I think LeBron has the. I think he's too big for that shit. He's LeBron James.
I do believe that he's too big to be. Like, he's way bigger than Kayshawn Boutte.
I think that's why he's getting it.
If he's doing an illegal act such as gambling.
Also, I think the NBA's probably in on it. They're probably like, sure, they signed.
They're absolutely in on it. The NFL signed with DraftKings. I think the NBA probably has a deal with DraftKings. No, I think they're FanDuel.
I think NBA, in my opinion, of what I think happened, I have no idea. I'm just bro-sciencing this. I think the NBA's approved this to happen. And they went, this is probably good for everybody.
I'm sure they did, but what I'm saying is if somebody that's also a professional athlete got arrested for gambling, it's probably not okay for somebody to sign.
I think it's also maybe because this fool's not gambling. Nor does he need to. He's a billionaire. He doesn't need to gamble anything on this shit.
You don't think LeBron's
he has residual income
Schultz,
for life.
Schultz or Flagrant too. Every week or whatever, he gives his picks or he gives Akash's picks or whatever.
You don't think LeBron's
going to be given picks? You don't think that'll be a part of him endorsing DraftKings?
No, I think just him being just on a commercial next to the logo and like a cartoon looking thing, DraftKings. I think just that alone.
I think shouldn't be allowed if a guy's going to be arrested for doing what he's endorsing people to do.
Again, though, that dude wasn't LeBron James. LeBron James gets away with this shit.
He's earned it. Again, remember when you said I was making all these cases?
I'm making a case for LeBron. Okay. This fool's he's LeBron James.
Oh, okay. He is. You're right.
I think that's what's happening here. Just like I think I'm sure, you know, MJ and some things when in that era, I'm sure other players are like, yo, why is
Jordan? Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
It said Mamba Forever on the score?
Yeah.
They're losing.
Okay, Mike, I mean.
They're losing, Jeff. They're losing.
I don't know what you want me to say. Because Andreas hasn't, again, also hit.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that. Oh, yeah. No, hey, Andreas. Is it Andreas or Andreas? I was going to ask him if he answered the phone, but he didn't answer the phone.
It's whatever you want to call him, Andreas.
I think people should be called
Andreas.
What they want to be called.
I call him Andreas.
Okay. Well, do you think Andreas would go to Houston if you asked him? If he answered the phone?
I'll give you my honest opinion about when he told me about that, when he told us about that at Pluckers. I think some of it's true, and a lot of it was exaggerated. So
I can see that.
That's why I was just like, that's the whole reason I was just like, oh yeah, give me $100 worth of shrooms.
I thought you were dead ass.
No, though. I am. But I'm trolling you are, at the same time because I'm okay. I don't think he's really.
So if he was dead ass, you'd be like, all right, here.
If he no, if he, I'd Cash App him.
Okay.
And, but that's why I haven't heard anything yet about, hey Jeff, I'm going.
He hit me up the other day on Saturday when I said we were gonna pod. I was like, hey yo, Andre. He's like, oh yeah, no, I got some shit to say, especially if I'm gonna be off of Addy. I was just like, oh shit, hell yeah, because I told him, hey, I'm gonna get a Addy. So let's go. Where's he at?
Right.
He also said, like, hey, we ain't really friends. Like, we're just friends. What the? Wait. What the fuck is going on?
One of them's already really dead. That's why.
What, this one?
No, not that one. That one.
Let me see how dead it is.
Okay, let me see how dead that one is.
You've already hit it.
Only once. That'll probably hit, though. They'll hit differently because we're both not used to them. So you kind of had to pull it for a little bit.
I chose to. I didn't have to.
Okay.
You said it was dead, and you already have another one.
What's the longest you ever pulled this? Like, you just went, let me just see.
I never have tried that. You can go for a while. It's battery charged. You can go for as long as you can. You can go for as long as you can.
Oh, shit.
You can't lose that game. But then
again, what did I tell you though? They made a nice little cut. They only down 4 or 5 now.
But then again, they did lose the game that he. You
know, let's go, Lakers! Come on, man. What are you doing? Like, come on, Garvin!
Go Warriors. Hey, we already won.
At
go
Crypto
Warriors.
Center, though, I'd be. Hey, I'm not used to it. I said Staples.
I will always say Staples. Fuck Crypto. You need to get into Crypto. We should talk about that.
Yeah, soon.
No. Actually, I'm being dead ass. No.
Right
no.
now?
Dead ass. You need to download Coinbase and start buying Bitcoin. It's about to go up tremendously after May 5th.
Why? What's
probably happening? Before. There's going to be a halving.
What?
Halfening. After every 4 years, Bitcoin, because of supply, Bitcoin is 21 million. That's when it came out in 2009. Am I going to get rich? Depending on how much you put in.
How many people have also put money in Bitcoin and like were the lazy?
Hundreds of thousands.
And got
hundreds of thousands, if not millions.
You saw this video. Someone redid the video. And it's a dude. Someone redid the video of him he's on his laptop. Right? And it's late at night. And he's just in his room by himself. And he sees something, I guess, he made a Bitcoin investment, but it was like 5, 6 years ago, right? When it first started.
Mm-hmm.
He had a file.
That's the longest I ever did it, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it hit hard for me. He had a file.
I'm listening.
He had a file that he didn't check for a while. He opened it up. And it was Bitcoin, and it took him to like a thing where he had to put in his email, right? He gets the email, and he just puts some other a password in or something. He puts it in, and it said he had this many Bitcoins, and so he goes to Google.com or something and types in Bitcoin calculator, and it's showing him. It's just like the quiet night in his room, right? And it's just kind of showing him through the window on his laptop at his desk. And he just clicks the Bitcoin calculator, calculates it, hits the button, it shows the screen. It was like $321 million.
Jeff, I'm fucked up. I'm drooling.
And he just went like this. He just kind of went.
Oh, my God.
He kind of saw the number and just kind of sat back.
Oh, my God.
What would you do, though? Like, if you opened up a file and you found out you had $321
million. $321
million. He's just sitting in his quiet bedroom. Okay, what are we doing here? You drink Four Locos and Voodoos all day, and then you take one long-ass hit of a vape, and you're thinking you're drugged out.
No, Jeff, that...
What is going on,
dude? That was OD. I'm just somewhat kind of starting to come back to...
You know what's OD? Violet Meyer's ass.
It is.
It is unreal at times when I'm seeing it. I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. What's going on?
You know, I saw a video on Instagram that says she regrets getting a BBL.
She did say that. I saw that.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I would love to find out.
Yeah, what's the reason?
I wonder what she had beforehand.
I've seen it. She has videos out before that. Because she got it done recently.
She's always had fire ass to me.
That's what I said. I saw one chick talking to Adam22.
Oh, God.
And she was like, he goes, do you think, and Adam22 was just interviewing her at this thing. He's like, so do you think the amount of like people you sleep, she's in the porn business, you sleep with will affect like you getting a man later in life? And she just literally spoke from like her point of view only. And I was like, oh, she's dumb as shit.
Well, that's what women do. They only speak from their point of view.
She's like, well, at the end of the day, you know, it's like, no, I don't think so. And she ended it by going, it's just dick. I go, to you. I go,
but your husband is like, no, that's not just dick. That's somebody else's dick.
It's not just that. This is what I've always said about if you like ended up dating a former porn star or whatever.
Could you? Because in the last episode, you said you would wife Violet Myers. And I was like, okay, whatever, but we're back here.
Right.
Would you really?
No.
Okay.
Because you could always go to like some other videos and go, oh yeah, she looks like she's enjoying that way more than ever I've done it.
Not just that.
You know, and so
I'm enjoying it way more. Well, yeah, way more.
So that's why it's like, oh, I couldn't do it because like there's 20 other videos that are showing that she obviously liked fucking like this way more. So it's like, I couldn't do it. No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
Could you be with anybody that's submitted in the sex industry? Like a stripper or a OnlyFans girl?
Probably not, no.
Okay.
I could probably I could hit.
We can hit anything. We're men.
but I don't think, no. Being with someone? Nah.
Okay.
We gotta hit the line somewhere.
But we can if you want.
Damn, 1 point game.
Bro, get off LeBron's dick.
I'm not in the mood. What are you talking about?
Yo, you wildin', dog. The Lakers team. This is crazy. This guy's going crazy.
Let's go. Beat the Nuggets. All right.
So,
this is a test tonight.
We got the Super Bowl up, and I got Prize Picks up.
This is the team they have. This is all they have. Yes. This is what we have after the trade deadline, unless we get Spencer Dinwiddie. But this is it. We're actually seeing what could potentially be another Western Conference Finals if they get there. Because we know the Nuggets can go pretty far. They good with series. It's the series. Remember, not many people probably going to beat Denver in 7-game series.
I'm just trying to get off LeBron's dick.
I mean, I'm on the Lakers.
If you want to stay there, but he's on the Lakers. He's a part of that. He's a part of that. That's pause. He's a part of that.
Fuck it. Okay. We ride the balls.
All right. Well, shout out to Lonzo and LeVar Ball and the Ball family.
Shout out to Lonzo. You know,
here we go. Now we're potting. Okay, shout out to Lonzo.
It's not what you think?
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Lonzo for, you know, giving people like yourself with the video the other day of him shooting false hope.
We back. Jeff, we back.
I said false hope.
We're back. It's not false. We're back. I saw the same video. We're back.
He's not.
Yeah, we're back.
Even close.
We're back.
I saw the way he was shooting. I saw the way he was being very, very careful.
I mean, Jeff, he's
to
like
the
50%.
Point where he went, hey, let's do one more shot.
He's like 50%.
After the video, he went, let's do one more, and I gotta go lay down. I can't do this. That's what was going on.
I mean,
but he was like,
we don't know how long he was shooting
like,
before the video started.
My boy Mike Roberson wants to see if I'm hooping still, so I gotta show him something.
I literally took off the hoodie before you came. Big Baller Brand, it's right there.
It's right there. I honestly think, if you want my honest opinion about being BBB, Triple B's.
Oh, damn, it's not there.
I think that the Triple B company, if you look it up and research.
Okay, it's over there.
I guarantee you LeVar Ball's in debt and bankrupt.
Oh, I guarantee you he's not because he used Lonzo's money.
No, but I don't think he's selling money. He's anything.
Not. Oh, he's probably not, but he used Lonzo's money.
What is he thinking with these new shoes and sand and slides?
It don't matter what he's thinking.
No,
I got
what
a
is he? I know, but like
I got a hoodie, Jeff. He's selling. I got a hoodie.
If you
Triple B's.
But the new slides. What is he doing?
I want to buy the slides. Are fire. I'll get some slides.
No, Mike. His new shit looks like hospital shoes. That you.
When Lonzo comes back, I'll get some slides.
Hey, you know what? You and LeVar Ball to the moon.
Yeah.
Triple B, dog.
Triple fucking B's, Jeff.
I was hoping, actually, though. Oh, you hear about...
Su-woo ganging, I'm banging.
I did hear about a trade that LaMelo would have went maybe to the Spurs.
I heard about that.
And I actually thought that would have been fire. Him and Wemby, he would have been fucking having a blast throwing alleys to
Yeah,
Wemby.
But it was never going to be real, because why would Charlotte trade LaMelo Ball?
I know, that was my point, but I'm just saying, I think LaMelo and Wemby would have been a fire dude.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. LaMelo with a bunch of people would be fire.
Damn, dog. He would have had a heyday with that dude. Because the reason I said that is because LaMelo, this dude's IQ for throwing oops is fucking amazing. Like,
shout out Miles Bridges.
That's who I think like Wemby needs, someone like that who has a super IQ vision for throwing alleys. It would be game over for Wemby. He would hit. Wemby already, like, dude, you see the dude, like, he'll pass to someone at the 3-point line and instantly be like, "Hey, yo." And I'm like, "Yo, no, that's too soon, dog."
No, I'm ready. We're here.
Throw it right now.
I'm here. I will get it.
Yeah, he will throw score. It right now. And you even see sometimes the Spurs.
No, they don't be passing to him. They be holding him.
That, and they're kind of like hesitant, like, "Well, hold on, dude. No, throw it, dog. Just throw it."
I bet Popovich is on the bench. No, just throw it, dog.
Yeah, this fool will throw it. Throw it anywhere.
He's averaging 23.
Yeah, he's doing well.
And they're not passing it to him when he's just open.
He's doing really well.
Very much so.
But it's just the Spurs, the team.
All of it.
That's good, though. They can definitely build around him now.
They'll definitely try to. I was trying to make a prize pick parlay for the Super Bowl.
Spurs are playing in Austin.
I thought they already did.
Against the Nuggets. No, they play one more time, I think, next month.
Good ones.
At what center? The Moody Center?
You know what's crazy? The Spurs are going to be there, and, like, they're definitely going to sell out.
The Nuggets, too.
Schultz is going to sell out the Moody Center.
That seems normal. He sold out MSG, dude.
Not yet. He hasn't done MSG yet.
But he sold it out.
Yeah, he has, but he hasn't done it yet.
But just the fact that you got that many people to buy tickets.
I mean, MSG's more historic, but it's the same size. It's 20-something thousand people. Moody Center's same, 20,000-something people. So it's not like, you know what I mean?
It's crazy, though. It's like not just that's not just like a Spurs playing like the Hornets. That's like...
Spurs playing the reigning champs.
That's Denver. Yeah, I wonder how much those.
Wemby versus fucking Jokic.
I wonder how much money those tickets were.
No, you can probably get tickets. I would never want to have, but you can probably get those.
Yeah, I don't want to go then.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm also spoiled. At that game, I would want to sit the farthest, maybe seventh row, eighth row. That's the farthest. No, I'm saying.
Furthest is third.
No, that's all you'll go?
Yeah, that's my farthest third.
Nah, seventh. Look, you can see up seven.
No, yeah, I see it.
That seems to where you can still be in the light of the... That seems enough. No. But anywhere far... No, that's a cool experience. That's a cool night. What are you talking about?
I'm sure it would be. I wouldn't take it. And I wouldn't pay for it.
Seventh, eighth row, I'm taking it. We getting a large popcorn, large Coke, hot dog.
We're going to be
in chili the dog too.
Worst third row, and somebody's going to bring me that shit.
I told
shit.
You I got a chili cheese dog the other day.
The fuck are you doing?
Extra long.
Okay.
I got the foot long.
All right. What, Sonic?
Yeah. I ate that thing in three seconds. I ate it in 3 seconds.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
No, you didn't.
I've never had something.
You took this down is a foot long glizzy in 30 seconds.
Well, probably like a minute.
That's not better.
It's
not bitter.
This was the freshest.
That is disgusting.
This shit was
fucking Kobayashi shit. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
That's you. That's you eating hot dog. What are you? A minute?
That's an Indian call, actually.
A minute? Oh, well, I'm Indian.
You're not.
I am. My great grandma was Choctaw Indian.
Wow, this dude is lying on the pod.
I'm dead ass. Choctaw Indian.
We can't fact check this.
We can go get my dad right now. Choctaw Indian.
I mean, we tried to put your dad in the other night, but you were like,
episode hasn't come out. You don't know if that's part of it or not.
Oh, you gotta leave it in.
I was in the middle of editing it before we started this one.
Damn, when's it coming out? Mike, it's fucking Thursday.
Well, it'll come
out.
Hey,
what's going on with your job? Why are you so busy all the time?
All right, well, this has been the end of
Politically Incorrect. Hey, did you get fired or you had a new job?
So this is the end of Politically Incorrect.
This fool got fired, guys. His credit's going down. He got fired. He's fucking rescheduling dinners with mom. He don't know what he's doing. But hey, guess what, guys? My life is fire burning hot right now.
All that matters is the Warriors won today.
And I'm waking up on go mode, just ready to go.
Go Dubs.
Every day.
Go Dubs.
I tell you that? My life every day feels like I'm on this like never-ending bender of like go.
Game sevens.
Yeah. Just
in a street.
I swear to God.
Just a row of game sevens.
Yeah, and then my brother gave a good analogy too. Like, he's like, dog, my body's on check engine light right now every day. I'm like, oh, me too, man. I'm riding the line. I'm keeping this shit alive.
Oh, my God.
That whole you like staying alive, Drake, back in the day. Remember we were like, I'm like,
try me anytime.
Hey, swear to God, I'm like staying alive.
That might be the song for the episode now. Yeah. There we go. There it is.
I'm staying alive like every day. I'm just surviving, dude.
I mean, that's all we got to do. Survive one day by day.
That's it, man.
But
like,
then again, how many days do you want to stack up? Because one of these days, we'll be like 86 and be like, damn.
But I've been really focusing on like being disciplined, but also disciplined in the moment. You know how like a lot of people go, just live it up, man. Live in the moment. But a lot of times, it always comes with like people just kind of like not giving a fuck about any consequences. I'm living in the moment now, but I'm also being disciplined while living in the moment. So I'm being super structured about every day and intentional. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. No, so, I do.
Yeah. Because like you can live in the moment and just be going crazy making bad decisions. But you're living in the moment, so you're not thinking about the past.
Like women.
However you want to phrase it.
Yeah, nothing.
Let me get another hit of that Pacific Cooler.
Go ahead. So don't ever talk shit about Pacific Cooler again.
Hey, this is a close game. Anyways. 3 points, 5 minutes left.
Anyways.
Anthony Davis for the 2-1-point game.
I mean, Anthony Davis doing what Anthony Davis does.
Let's go. 1-point game, 5 minutes left.
No.
Anyways. Denver versus the Lake Show in L.A. on Mamba for Forever night.
Yeah, they're going to lose.
They bet. This is it, man. This is Kobe coming into this game right here.
They literally lost
the
game after he died. They're going
to
lose this game.
Listen to me, Mike. But apparently they won the chip the same
year. Oh, yeah,
year.
That's what we didn't finish. So, you know how we obviously both don't agree that the bubble was, like, anything real? But Anthony Davis was recently on a podcast, and Anthony Davis is like, well, I mean, we were the number one team.
We were running through the
we
league.
We were going to win regardless. Like, what's it matter? What do you think about that? We were going to win regardless.
I mean, I like the attitude of the confidence that he thought, even if there was no kind of bubble and it was a regular NBA season run, playoff run,
it's
sure.
Easy to say after you have a
right, of course. But I think he's, you know what, man, that's just him kind of like not trying to, you know.
I mean, Dwight Howard pretty much said like it was trash. Like he was like, a win is a win. Like I'm a champion.
Anthony Davis is really probably just, I mean, he's, think about it. You know, he didn't want to ever probably win a chip in some way that other people didn't think was real.
He just wanted to win a chip. He don't give a fuck how it was earned. Just like LeBron. He don't give a fuck how it was earned. He wants my name, an NBA championship.
Yeah, well, there's an asterisk on that.
Not to him, and not to Anthony Davis. And not.
But
to,
I will say, if they won another chip the right way and the way I think they should have won the chip,
the way Laker fans,
this way, like this year,
yeah, the way
then
Laker
I'll
fans.
Give them some. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that one. But until they do that, I can't. I can't give anybody credit, man. Man, Jackson Hayes, I feel like should be in more. Man, he's too big to not be in him enough. Right? Like, he's so big, man. He's a big-ass dude.
I mean, he's 7 foot, yeah. He cool.
I think they got to get him down low more. He would fuck up. They got him in because of Denver, though, for sure.
I think
Denver's
he's
big.
Yeah, I think he's
that's
more
why
of
he's
a
in.
Defensive player. I think they view him as that.
No, yeah, he's definitely in, though, because Denver, they're huge, man.
Are they?
I mean, think about it. I think Murray's probably, what, 6'3"? 6'4"?
Murray's 6'5".
6'5". Aaron Gordon, Jokic.
He's like 6'8". Jokic.
Aaron Gordon, Jokic, and Porter Jr. are...
Porter Jr.'s tall, too.
They're right? tall, man.
He's like 6'11", 7'4".
Yeah, and Aaron Gordon's a big dude, so like...
Yeah, Aaron Gordon is girthy, pause. But he's only like 6'8". Like, he's not much... Like, he's... Him and LeBron, like, same height.
Oh, 2-point game, 4 minutes left.
To be honest with you, there's not... in my other than...
How tall is Reeves again?
It's like 6'5", 6'4", 6'5".
Man, 6'5 must be the sweet spot, huh?
For the NBA, absolutely.
Yeah, it's like the sweet spot. Because you're like not too big, but you're also not short. You're like tall. You're super tall.
You're a guard. But if you're 6'5 in high school, you're more than likely the center.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you don't develop into becoming an NBA player, because you're forced to play in the post. Shout out Allen. All right, well.
Anthony Davis, though, remember?
Well, he did have that Hell's growth spurt. Like,
that's crazy.
8-9 inches. Hey, because Anthony Davis, every night I go, I'm dead ass. Every night I go to sleep, I think, I might wake up 6'10".
No.
I might wake up 6'10". Every night I go to sleep, I literally think, I might wake up 6'10".
I would have been even skinnier, I feel like, and I was already a rail.
Well, yeah, if you're taller, you're going to be skinnier, yeah.
You're gonna appear skinnier.
But I do think if I was like, if I had been 6'3", I think I would have been way better.
At basketball?
Yeah.
How tall you are now?
5'11".
Anyways, don't say that. You're 6 foot.
You know, I had a girl ask me, she's like, so how tall are you? And I was like, 5'11".
Why would you say that?
And she goes, really?
You obviously weren't trying to fuck her.
No, I was just trying to... I was,
why she, would you say 5'11"?
She was like, really? She goes, you
look... No tall. Man she says 5'11", even if they are 5'11".
She says, you look taller in your pictures.
You're 6 foot.
And I went, it's a camera angle.
What the fuck are you doing? This is self-sabotage on 1,000. What are you doing? You literally like, yeah, I'm 6 foot. Nobody's going to question that shit. She's probably 5'4", asking you how tall are you.
One girl was like, she was like, I like your curls and your hair. And I was like, it's actually straight.
It's like, oh, it's fake. It's a wig. I don't have any hair. Hey, I just pull it out. Yeah, I ain't got shit.
I'm bald.
Oh, my God. What are we doing?
She's like, I like bald guys. Oh.
Oh, no, I got hair. Fake. No, I got full hair. Fake. No, I'm good.
Hold
I'm
on.
Good.
Let me take this out.
I was just playing.
Look, full hair.
What are you doing? Okay. Well, you don't want to gamble on
number
the Super Bowl.
Number 8, Kobe with the fro.
3 statues. So you don't want to gamble on the Super Bowl. That's fine.
No.
Well, you don't want to gamble right now.
I gotta pay money to people. I gotta save. I gotta get an apartment.
Bro, fuck those people you owe. If you hit big, then you can pay them back. And if you don't, then you're in the same situation you're in now. Like, what's the problem?
Right.
Remember you said Patrick Mahomes and for 4 touchdowns, the Super Bowl MVP?
Hey, what would you do though?
I'd probably go crazy.
Hold on. What would you do though? It's third quarter, Super Bowl.
What are you doing?
Hold on.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? What would you do? Though?
What are you doing?
Hey, Impractical Jokers, shout out. Shit is so funny. What would you? Murray in the glasses is hilarious. The bald dude, he's the best.
Anyways,
what would you do? Third quarter, Super Bowl. 7 minutes left in the third. 49ers are up, 39-6. What are you? How? What are you saying? What are you doing? How are you feeling? Are you on the couch dead? Have you already hung yourself?
Oh my God! 39-6 would be crazy. But you want to know what I'll be doing?
Yeah, what would you be doing?
I'll be sitting there just like, this will be the greatest comeback in NFL history.
Hold on,
this is
gonna
be the greatest comeback in NFL history.
Let's fast forward. The Niners win the Super Bowl by a large deficit. And then you all hear his analyst going, I'm shocked.
I don't know what happened to Patrick Mahomes. He just didn't show up in the moment. Travis Kelce didn't show up. Might have been distractions throughout the year, Taylor Swift and everything.
Damn. And you hear just Patrick Mahomes at the press conference like, yeah.
Yeah, guys,
yeah, we'll get him back next year.
Yeah, we'll be all right. I mean, losing happened.
I don't like that they keep calling the Brock Purdy Mr. Irrelevant. I'm like, he's pretty irrelevant now. Like, what are you doing? He's irrelevant as it gets. He's in the goddamn Super Bowl.
In comparison to Patrick Mahomes, he better be irrelevant.
Sunday. But they keep calling him that on first take. I'm like, he's pretty irrelevant now, guys. Like,
well, no, you can still be a trash quarterback and play in the Super Bowl. I mean, Rex Grossman did it. Trent Dilfer did it. I'm sure
Kaepernick did it.
That. I don't think he was trash. I mean, he, after 2015, 16, yeah, like the whole him trying to get out the league, like, it wasn't probably all just because you were black and suing the league. It might have also been because you really weren't what they wanted a quarterback to be.
He thinks it's that, though.
I mean, Lamar Jackson just won MVP, and people still say he's trash. He's a two-time MVP.
He thinks it's 100% because he's black and he was suing the league.
Well, yeah, I know. I know that's what he thinks, and that's what most black people with the victim mindset want to think.
But apparently he made more money than he did would have, like, getting...
No, he didn't make more. He made 30, but
he did get more. But remember, he did get, I thought, with Nike for a second, a contract, like a...
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, okay, yeah, he did get the Nike.
So he got a bag. He got a nice little bag with that.
But being a quarterback in the NFL, especially for... Because, I mean...
Yeah, it is weird how you think you could, though, sue your company and be like,
and
hey,
think
can
that
I
you
get
can,
a
hey,
job?
Sue Instacart and try to do an order.
Yeah,
see how that goes.
Hey, can I get a job back?
Like, now you're in the middle of a trial with Instacart. Hey, yo, my app's fucking up. Don't know what happened.
I mean, you sued us, Jeff.
Exactly, you sued us, Jeff. So? So I'm trying to do some orders. What are you doing?
I'm here at the store.
Yeah,
send me
what's
something.
The problem? What are you
send
doing?
Me some shit. Let's go.
Yeah,
I'm ready to go.
Can't expect that. You can't expect that. Let's go Nuggets. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they better win. If they're down 39-6 at half, if the 49ers win, I will salute to the 49ers because I am a fan of
Willow Harper.
She all right. I am a fan of Christian McCaffrey, and I believe that if the 49ers are going to win, it's going to be in large part because of Christian McCaffrey, so be it. Hell, I'll accept it if it's because of George Kittle.
She's fine as shit.
Is she Asian? I think so, no.
No, she's like a white
girl. But are Asians not like the best? I mean, obviously, yeah, sure, they got to, you know, I guess have the body or whatever, but...
Mike, she's hot as shit.
Yeah, no, she cool, she fire. I mean, I don't like the tattoos.
Oh, the tattoos might get hot.
Okay, well, all right. You sure she's not Asian?
No.
Jeff, she looks at... All right, what are we doing? I think I'm ready to be a wife. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking porn star.
Yeah, you ready to be a fucking...
Yeah, you ready to be a... Exactly. What the fuck are we doing? All right, so anything else then? All-Star Weekend's coming up, but whatever. We don't give a fuck. Shout out.
Shout out, man. Shout out, Voodoo Ranger. Shout out, Violet Myers. Shout out.
If she's ever on Rogan, hey, that might be the day I fucking... She's all right, so we're at episode 1000 of the JRE. We got shit. Violet Myers.
Shout out the Lakers. Hey, is that the same black dude that's been in Old Spice forever?
I don't know. It might be.
If it is, that's, man, the same woman. You talk.
Yep.
No, it's not. He's a comedian, that dude.
Or right Deion there. Cole. Yeah. He's been in there for a while, right?
No.
Oh, you're talking about the other dude.
The other dude, the classic dude that was in forever. No, he's a comedian. He's funny as shit. He's got some funny bits, man.
He was hilarious and blackish, too.
He had a funny bit about when white people find something in the lost and found. He's like, I lost my wallet. And a white person found it and turned it in. He was like, black people find it. It's a blessing. He was like, he goes, they look around for 20 seconds and they start going, all right, well, I needed this today.
We got him. Hey, thank you. Amen. Amen. God did.
That shit was so funny, too. I was like, oh.
He not lying.
That was hilarious, man. Hey, 3 minutes left. 1-point game. 102-101. Lakers down one against Denver. I'm calling the game right now. LeBron at the buzzer.
All right, this got to stop. This dick grind. this, no, ain't no way. Got to stop.
Keep that in.
Oh, no, it'll stay in.
LeBron at the buzzer. Hey, what if LeBron hits it at the buzzer? People will go nuts. Like, man, this fool called it. It's all record.
I'll add something at the end of the pod. I'm like, ain't no fucking way.
I called it. Oh, now I got to stay and watch. There's 2 minutes left. I gotta finish this out. Let's go. Hey, yeah, turn the sound on. Let's get the, come on, Mike. It's a close game. Damn, we down three. It's over.
Andres is somewhere just like, damn.
Jokic went off.
Payne Watson, my dude.
They're so focused on Jokic, they can't even watch a guy cutting back door.
I was going to be furious if he made that shit. If he made that shit... Your boy, Jackson Hayes.
That's why he's in there. That's why I called that too. Jackson Hayes needs to be in there.
That's your man. That's your man, Austin Reeves.
Tied game.
That's your man.
You hear him? On Kobe night, let's go!
The dick eating crazy.
You can't let Murray do that.
BBN!
That's
Kentucky all day.
I mean, that's what he does.
Kentucky.
That's
we do.
I wasn't surprised at all.
It shouldn't be. That's what we do. LeBron's gonna throw some bullshit or pass it to Austin Reeves and it'll go in.
Right to Reeves!
What I said, LeBron throws some bullshit.
Yep, Reeves is at the top of the
key. BBN! Game. Game. All right, well, I love that this is still recording. Jamal Murray just closed out the Lakers. BBN. Unless Anthony Davis got something to say about it, BBN.
They need a three now.
Well, Austin Reeves is going to be the only person to do that.
He rushed it.
Game over. Way to go, Lakers, on Kobe night.
What did I say? It's on record. What did I say? Oh, I thought Austin Reeves had him. My dog, Michael Porter Jr. We got him. We got him. Why would you gamble on a shooter? Austin Reeves, low basketball IQ.
No, low key though, for a second, you and me both thought that he had Jokic on that steal right there.
We did.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Yeah. He was a second too late of going at it right there.
Yeah, what are you doing? Now you like Austin Reeves? What are you doing? Are we ending with race?
No, I was just trying to get the Lakers a dub on Kobe night.
Well, I mean, I wanted them to get a dub the game after he died.
It is like this Lakers team, though. It is like this specific Lakers team to hit that three that Reeves hit and to just blow it within 10 seconds.
And LeBron not take a shot.
Not only that, when LeBron took that little bullshit you said he threw up.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He did take one shot.
Reeves was wide open at the top of the key.
I thought he had, like, great vision. I thought he always made the right play. That's crazy.
Considering he just hit a three.
I'm glad this is still recording.
Considering he did just hit a three, and he was then after.
Exactly, yeah. He just hit a three, and that IQ, you would think, like, oh, my man's hot. Okay, get it to
done
him.
Done with the sarcasm.
I'm dead ass.
I know, but I'm just saying. LeBron did exactly what he should have did, which he sunk the defense in.
He did what he should have did, but not what he typically does.
And
they lost because
you sunk the defense in.
He tried to be Mamba night. He tried to be Mamba night. Fucking dumbass.
And you could have got Reeves a second three at the top of the key, and you didn't.
He tried to be Jeff. He tried to be Mamba night. He's retarded. Who do you think you are? You're LeBron James, not Kobe Bryant. Let's see what they end on. Let's see what they end on. Austin Reeves, we got him. Why is Austin Reeves the Lakers' closer? That might be problematic. No? Okay. We got him. Damn. Double-digit loss on Mamba night. Just like this Laker team. But the Lakers won a championship when they let us all down the day after Kobe died, so. Or the game after Kobe died, so. Still hope for y'all to win the championship. No, he got his numbers. 25 is going to look great. 25 is going to look amazing. I mean, I understand not fouling, but, like, we just going to quit on Monday night? That's crazy.
There was 40 seconds left when they could have fouled.
I'm saying. I mean, they're down 8. Shout out Kobe. I wonder if Shaq's going to have to say about this, but probably nothing. That's it. 7 consecutive wins for the Nuggets over the Lakers. Because that's a good spot.
Great fact. Wow.
Because that's a good spot to go ahead and mute that.
God.
7 consecutive wins for the Nuggets over the Lakers. Well, it's almost like the Clippers.
That's crap.
You don't want the Zevia?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they.